This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Great to see you again. We've got some sad news to start. Owena, the lovely brown, tall alpaca who wasn't doing too well, unfortunately, she's died. We did everything we could. We had various rounds of antibiotics and extra feed and, but it just wasn't enough, unfortunately. Sometimes it's like that. Still a bit of a mystery exactly what was going on, some kind of infection, some kind of thing associated with the head, associated with nasal discharge, and the kind of the swallowing part. And it's just nothing quite clear enough to actually be able to fully deal with it. And she lost condition, and then unfortunately she passed away. So that's sad news. She was special. Well, they're all special, I know, but that one, she was particularly special. Anyway, so that's sad. And the girls, the rest of them, have settled and adjusted. But as always, it's a loss. They recognise the loss. I don't know whether you can hear in the background. We've got some chuntering going on from the cows up on the top of the hill. The alpacas, on the other hand, they're down the far end of the lake, up on the bank there. Swan's back again. Wow, there you go. And the ducks are delighted. I just think it's so funny. And then the swan's been hanging near the alpacas. In fact, she's cruising across the lake as I speak, as I look out the window here. She's heading across the lake over towards the far side of the bank of the lake there, where the alpacas are gathered. Have you noticed just how busy life can get? There seem to be so many things on the go, and there's all the news, and there's all the stuff that's happening all around the world, and we seem to get swept along and swept up with it all, and it's nice now and again to take a breath and slow down. I've found being around alpacas slows me down. No, I mean, in a good way. So there is this sense of calm, sense of peace about alpacas that for me is really quite distinct. And I can't completely explain it, but I know I've experienced it. There's a definite presence and attention that they give to their environment and to other animals and people around them. And as you're spending time around them, you tend to fall into step and things start to slow down. There's no need to rush. You can spend the time looking and listening and just being around them and the environment. You start to get used to tuning in or tuning out. Tuning out the busyness, tuning out the noise, the rush, and tuning in to the slower pace. That's just so nice. I do like being around alpacas. There is that calming effect. And other people, when they visit, it's not just me, honest. Other people, when they visit, also find that they notice it as well. Partly it's because they like to be looked at, I think. Alpacas will stand and interact, will stare, will watch, will be around what's going on. And it becomes a thing that you respond back in the same way, that you're watching and listening and engaging with them at their pace. So this slowness, that's usually a good thing. We tend to rush around. We tend to have a lot of things on our to-do list. or in my case, my to-finish list. I don't get on with to-do lists. To-finish lists work better for me. And sometimes I just make a list of things that I've just finished. And that's what goes on the list. The list doesn't exist until I write it, and it's the list of all the things I've done that day. Maybe it's not as long as it could be, but it's at least acknowledging the things that I've been able to get through. So there's food to be moved, and there's water to be filled up. There's the troughs to be cleaned and water to be tipped out of the troughs when it rains overnight and that kind of thing. And all those little jobs, they can be seen as chores. They can be seen as things which are slowing you down and stopping you from getting on. But you can also view them as this is what it's about. This is the work. This is the thing that needs to be done. Brushing, I found, doesn't like to be rushed. When I'm mucking out, when I'm sweeping up and then later shoveling, but when I'm doing the sweeping part, you can't over-rush that. Otherwise, you start leaving bits behind. It's kind of spreads rather than moves it all into the right place. So smaller, slower movements seem to work better for the brush. And then I've tried on occasions to, if you scoop with the shovel, if you get a bit of momentum, you can kind of scoop and get underneath the pile there and scoop it all up into the, and you have a swinging movement. You pick it all up and it can then be dumped into the wheelbarrow or wherever it is you're going to put it. And if you're too greedy and try to do too much at one go, you'll find that it starts to spread it. It throws it around because it comes off the end. It doesn't quite catch it and it spreads it. And so that's not actually solving anything. It's not giving you saving of any time or effort. So smaller amounts, measured amounts, will actually be faster progress. These things are a joy, actually, to do. There's a rhythm that you get into. There's a movement forward. You're making progress. The thing is getting cleaned and cleared and tidied. The food is getting topped up. The food is getting prepared. And all of those things actually is a forward momentum that's actually building on that satisfaction of a job well done and a job achieved. But the pace of it seems to be slower. Everything around working with alpacas tends to be on the slower side. And I like that. Of course, sometimes the capacity's less and therefore I'm quite happy to work at a slow pace. One of the things I've been trying to improve is the sound of my voice, which is not quite fully sorted. Still, you know, post-op, it's still strange, at least to my ears. Everyone tells me it sounds normal, but I can hear something. I can hear something. So I've been doing some exercises. I've been driving the tractor and figured that nobody could hear me over the sound of the tractor when I was cutting the grass. So why not do my exercises then? So I did. And then I was putting the food out for the alpacas and I thought, well, I will do my exercises then as well. And the alpacas, they weren't quite sure what to make of it. They looked at me strangely. They were trying to work out whether to run away, I think. But I'll persevere and they'll just have to put up with it. There's been some lovely days. We've had that rain that I keep telling you about. Well, we've had a little bit of a gap, some nice dry days, so the ground's drying out. And I've been able to get the tractor into action in some other places that otherwise it just churns up the ground. There's no point. But it's just been a bit drier, so that's been good. So we've been able to make some progress with that. A bit of tidying up. It's starting to get to the tail end of this part of the season. Take advantage of it when you can. Half-hour holidays, you know the score. Nice cup of tea, cup of coffee, and a biscuit. And relax. and spend a bit of time watching the alpacas, being with the alpacas, and tuning into their pace, getting adjusted to a slower rhythm. The other thing you need to do with slower rhythms is to use it for thinking and planning. There are some things to reflect on, and I think that's one of the big challenges, really, of the pace of life. That we don't get a chance to stop and reflect on how are things going? Is this moving forward? Is this satisfactory? Is this something that I need to do differently? Alpacas can certainly help us to find that different pace. What about you? What is it that makes you speed up or slow down? And which are you more comfortable with? I guess there's a bit of preference and personality that creeps into the whole thing as well. Perhaps I'm more alpaca than I thought I was. Perhaps that's why I like the pace that alpacas go. I bet it's part of having that alpaca gene, connecting with alpacas at a deeper level. We're all a bit different, even though we're similar. So what is it that works for you? What do you find helpful? One of the things for me that makes me anxious, that makes me concerned, is, am I doing it right? Do you know what I mean? You want to do the right thing and not do the wrong thing. It's the same thing, but different. This is a normal situation, I think, but I'm particularly tuned to it. And I found that spending time around the alpacas gives me more confidence to understand that I do know what they're doing. I do understand what's going on with them more now than when we started. Do I claim to be an expert? No. Do they still surprise me? Yes, they do. They still do things that catch me off guard, that surprise me, that delight me, of course, but also kind of, oh, okay, that's what we're doing. So these things take time to develop. I know I keep telling you it takes time, but it does take time. There are things that we can build step by step and bit by bit, as long as we're patient with ourselves and with the alpacas, and get the experience, get the confidence that comes from knowing what you're doing and knowing it's the right thing. There's always going to be things you need to adjust and to pivot and to change along the way and to cope with. But there are many things that are now very ordinary. That's the right way to describe it. And that comes with time and experience. We've noticed with Amelia that she's been looking for a bit of extra food. And so we've been slipping some into a bucket. And if you put it in the right place, inside the door, but just tucked around the corner slightly, she can stand in the doorway and block access so the others can't pinch her food. And she's just having that little bit of extra. And you know, it's made a major difference over the last couple of weeks, probably, as we've been doing that, giving a bit of extra and some peas and some bits and pieces, that she's getting that bit extra. She just seems brighter and stronger than she has been. She's been sort of standing a bit, not quite doing anything, but standing. But we found that as we've been giving a bit of extra food, she's really perked up. So that's been good. And that's been a bigger impact than I expected. So that's a new bit of learning. There's always something to learn, to be stretched by, and to grow into. So keep an eye and see what you can see. See what you notice. Who's at the front, who's at the back, who's in the middle that's being kind of lost and not really seen. And spend some time just watching how they're interacting. The dynamic of interactions between the alpacas does change a bit. There's always something just adjusting, just balancing up, and just things to be noticed. Not usually a problem, but just things to be aware of. And it's that kind of being around, that kind of pace of noticing each other, And obviously that goes for the alpacas, but hey, we can use this skill, this alpaca skill that we're developing of slowing down and noticing things. We can use that for the other people around us, family, friends, work colleagues. What's going on? What are you seeing? What are you noticing? I always love it when the learnings we get from our alpacas spill out into the rest of our lives. So what are you noticing? What's going on with the people around you? And, of course, you could also reflect on yourself. What's going on with you and the situations that you're facing? If you can, spend some time with your alpacas and let them slow you down. Take care of yourself. Bye for now. This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.